On today's show, we have part 3 of 4 with the fine folks from Web Strategies, Chris Leone and Brandon Fry, talking about their survey of 1,000 consumers to better understand their banking preferences. And in this part, both Brandon and Chris talk about what would prompt someone to change their PFI and who people go to first when looking for a loan. And these are some of the findings they discovered in their survey. So really good stuff here from Brandon and Chris. So check it out. So what would prompt someone to change their PFI, their primary financial institution, with all these choices out there that we're talking about?
Yeah, this was another, I think it's important to know this is another select all that applies, because there may be several things that will prompt someone versus just one specific thing. And I don't think this is super surprising given what we learned in some of the other questions. So, the value driving question that was that Chris mentioned, the question was, outside of good rates and low fees, what are the other value drivers? Mm-hmm. Well, we know that good rates and low fees are value drivers. So not surprising in this question, when what would prompt someone to switch?
Yeah.
It's lower fees.
Really?
It's higher rates on savings and lower rates on loans. So okay. Better rates and lower fees. So not surprising from that respect. And this is also just looking at those 45 and younger. Mm-hmm. They're very much driven by the product. That's what's going to prompt someone to switch. And we know there is friction when you move primary financial institutions, but what's going to drive someone to actually go through that whole process of moving their money is going to still be the fees that they'll save on, and what they'll save with lower rates, or what they'll gain with higher savings rates on savings accounts. So what do you do with that, though? What comes to mind is, if you stack up really well, we have credit unions that we're familiar with, savings rates are all across the board, loans rates are even kind of all across the board, but certain ones we know they have really good rates or really low fees. Highlighting that, and maybe even doing comparisons with other traditional banks online only banks that don't stack up as well, make that front and center, make that your big headline that you put on your product pages and in your marketing and in your advertising. So that way it's very clear. Mm-hmm. If you maybe aren't as strong in some of those areas, maybe your auto loan rate isn't as strong, maybe don't focus on those things. And instead, focus on what's kind of maybe the next tier of important things, those other value drivers customer service, or some of the other ones like mobile accessibility, mm-hmm. And mobile app. Just making sure you always are going to have the most important things are fees and rates, but there is still some value drivers underneath that are still important to highlight. So just be aware of how you stack up against your competition so that you can really push that message. If you have better fees or lower fees and better rates, make mm-hmm. sure that's very clear in all your marketing.
I want to get back to it. That was such a good and important point by Brandon, which is, if you don't have that competitive advantage, don't try to compete, right? So if you're going out there and you're marketing something that is clearly inferior to everything else around it, you're burning money, right? So what do? You either don't compete there, or you drop down to the next thing, right? And going back to the point I was making just earlier, the perception is, if you're not a credit union member, a credit union is not good at these things. It doesn't have a good mobile app. It's not accessible, right? It has the worst fees, right? So you can start to highlight that stuff. And maybe even if you run internal surveys around satisfaction of these mm-hmm. things, you can promote that and say, 95% of our members enjoy our mobile app or utilize our mobile app and say they're satisfied with their mobile app. Whatever you can do to start propping up the things where you're actually pretty competitive, mm-hmm. if you can't go after those top value drivers, drop down a step and then find a way to really make that shine.
Yeah, like a user rating. I've seen a lot of those on not only credit union websites, but other retail type sites, user ratings for the mobile app or just that whole process. So I've seen a lot of those ratings really in people's marketing or on front and center on a website. So yeah, got that.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. There's a saying at Google that I love, which is know the customer, know the magic, connect the two. right?
Ooh, I like that.
You got to know the customer, but if you don't have competitive rates, you don't have the magic. So you can't connect. There's nothing to connect.
Right.
So go and find the thing where there is a bit of magic and then try to connect those two.
I like that. Good words for sure. Brandon, I'm coming to you on this one. So who people go to first when looking for a loan? Because we were just talking about the rates. So I'm sure this is a really good segue here. So would they go to their primary financial institution or would they go somewhere else?
Yeah, well, it depends on the age for sure. So in marketing, I'll take a step back. In marketing, we talk a lot about the buyer's journey and how, like, the stages people go through to determine they have a need, look at the competition, and then actually make a decision. What we were talking about before was kind of the decision. What are the final factors that they're going to decide to, you know, choose a financial institution?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
This is more of earlier in the journey. Where do they start looking when they first realize they have a need? And so, respondents that were 45 and younger and that they use a credit union as their primary financial institution, only 38% of them will actually 38% of them will start their search online.
Oh yeah.
In comparison, 74% of respondents that are 45 and plus will start with their first financial institution that they do most of their business with. So the 45 and plus, not surprising, are pretty loyal. They're going to start with whatever relationship they already have.
Naturally.
But those that are younger, they're used to going online and, mm-hmm. and figuring things out themselves, yeah. and maybe yeah. not starting with the business that they're currently doing their financial business with. So 38%, pretty large, like getting close to half of all people. And those are the people that are using a credit union and do most of their business with the credit union. They're still going online to search.
Wow. Oh my gosh.
One thing that comes to mind is needing to stay top of mind with that generation, which is people that are younger. You need to stay top of mind with email marketing, with display advertising. You can do remarketing search ads where you can like target all of your members. And if they go online and search for auto loans, you're the first that shows up and you can kind of put more emphasis there.
Right on.
All of those things, making sure that you're visible to that, even your current members that are younger, because they're not necessarily just going to go with you when they have a need. You really still need to kind of engage them through different marketing tactics. So that's one of the things that really we take from that stat.
Do some TikTok videos. Come on. Get that stuff out there. As we laugh, but I've heard TikTok is quite an effective, we could probably do a whole nother show on that, but a very effective marketing machine for sure. So
you got a lot of attention.
I bet.
A lot of attention right now.
I bet. Yeah.